So I want to say two things about Trump, essentially. One is about what he's achieved, and one is about what he is. So I could go through his technical achievements on a political level, which in 9 months are far superior to Barack Obama's. But that has no interest for me. So I'm not going to go through that kind of list of achievements, his governmental and economic achievements. I'm not going to go through those. The achievements I want to draw people's attention to is, let me frame it like this. Nobody has done more in the history of empire, stretching back 25,000 years, to expose the existence of empire more than Donald Trump. Nobody has done more than him. Before him, most people had never heard the words deep state. They'd never heard the words fake mainstream media. Only little niches of alternative stuff that me and you and our colleagues and friends and listeners, oh, that's tiny though, tiny minority. No one had considered quite the scale of the corruption of the intelligence services before Donald Trump. No one had really known that, not in the mainstream. So we're not talking about investigators and free-thinking journalists and smart observers of society like we are. We're talking about the baseball and barbecue people who don't really care and just follow the narrative. They didn't know that most world leaders are bad. They do now. They've been given that piece of information. No one had seriously thought that NATO was garbage, that the United Nations was a bad organization, that NAFTA is a disaster, that the Chinese government are unhelpful, obstructionist, global manipulators. They do now. Hundreds of millions of people now can read about that and listen to it in the mainstream media. And so essentially what Donald Trump has done is share the narratives that we've known for a long time, for decades, with the mainstream. Nobody has done more ever than Donald Trump to expose empire. Now, this is the interesting bit. Let's talk about what he is, right? I want to put an idea forward that people who are coming to you to listen to me, who already know me, will have heard it before, but everyone else will not have heard this from me anyway. Donald Trump is a heyoka. Heyoka. And in Native American culture, in indigenous Indian culture here, a heyoka is a kind of spiritual comedian, what you might call a sort of sacred fool, an antagonist who does peculiar and strange things to divulge problems in society, sort of misconceptions and errors in social assumptions. And it is a figure created by the universe to break systems of falsehood. And as I said recently, the Heyoka, you can go and check that out on Wikipedia it, drive through crap Wikipedia, but it might take you to some great places. The Heyoka is found in many tribal peoples around the world, but here in the States, we could say, particularly in the culture of the Lakota, the sort of plains of North America, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, you get this figure of the Heyoka, Heyoka, a contrarian warrior, a satirist who inside himself purposefully is paradoxical. He says, as you gave in your readings, antisocial messages. Antisocial messages. He upsets the accustomed way of things and gets people to look at assumptions in a fresh way, and sometimes to overturn those assumptions to say, I know we've thought this for a long time, folks, 270 years of American history, but it's wrong. It's bullshit. And they're not necessarily the Heyoka aware and lucid of their own purpose as a Heyoka, just like we say with an unconscious agent. And it is often a matter of what the Lakota people would consider the thunder beings or the thunder spirits who pass through the empty vessel of a human man as a Heyoka, sometimes a woman. And the Heyoka is often a person of extremes. and they often deal in shadow. So they will say things about, scatological themes. They'll talk about genitals. They'll talk about rape and murder and mendacity and lascivious things, which usually you would not wish to hear about. But they do that purposefully to upset the social decorum, to upset the social conduct. They say things that other people are too scared to say. They ask difficult questions. And I have never seen, ever, a more perfect heyoka than Donald Trump. Never. And I'll just read this quote to you. This is from the famous Sue Holyman Black Elk, who said in the early part of the 1900s, "When a vision comes from the thunder beings of the West, it comes with terror, like a thunderstorm. But when the storm of vision has passed, the world is greener and happier. For wherever the truth of vision comes upon the world, it is like a rain. And the world, you see, is happier after the terror of the storm." So in our funny, strange universe, Donald Trump has taken the mantle of the great white heyoka, the great orange heyoka, if you prefer, of the New West. He shows us what people are trying to hide from, true and untrue, what is a dream, what is not a dream. And I emphasize this again, not through the light of his consciousness, but through the shadow of his unconsciousness, which is where the thunder beings can come inward. So the divine emanation channels through an empty vessel, through the chronicle of a real man, a human heart, and yet that chronicle shows us the tragic disavowal of most human beings on the planet, most human beings. So Donald Trump's role as a heyoka is perfection. If Hillary Clinton had got in, you would have 4 years of exactly the same imperial nonsense. The woman is a disaster. Personally, I have no idea. But professionally, in terms of her role, a disaster.
I
No
was ready
question
to
about
move if she won.
it. Yeah, that would be bad news, right? So when
Yeah.
Trump got in, you are guaranteed of the dissolution of empire.
I had glee in my heart, Neil. I did.
I did too. I did too, Freeman. And that's a
But
lovely
go
word as
ahead.
well. I had glee in my heart, great gladness, great jubilation. And of course, a lot of people are going to expect me to say it's a disgrace, it's a disaster, this man. He's bigoted, he's racist, he's sexist. No, he isn't. No, he isn't. If you think that, you're not watching carefully. If you understand what empire is, what this system of containment is, you will like Donald Trump because he is a threat to it. And although they're trying to move in with various fake policies, and they're placing agents of empire very close to him. We won't name them for the moment because it's not necessary. And some of them have certain political characteristics from certain places, hotspots in the world that I've already mentioned in the previous hour. Although that's all going on, they still can't get hold of him because he's a heyoka. Heyokas cannot be controlled, even by the tribal elders, even by the great shamans. They can't touch him. A heyoka is a law unto himself. I have never seen such a perfect embodiment of this force than the man Donald Trump. And so
Absolutely.
when he got in, I also believe that the man, in his own peculiar way, cares more about this country than any other president I've ever seen. That upsets people. Tough, tough, get over it. I believe it. I've never seen such care in speech that wasn't fake. Now, I think his care is for his own legacy. Sure. And I think his care is a rather tainted view of American exceptionalism. Sure, whatever. But care is something I've never seen. Never. Even in the likes of JFK, great sort of icons of that, or FDR. I sat in his chair the other day, actually. I've never seen that in these great liberal icons. I don't believe they did care. But I've seen it in his eyes. I've seen it in his eyes. And that's forbidden for a world leader to care. Forbidden. And he does. So, whatever flavor it is and whatever the motivation is, whether it's pure or impure, care is care. And I've seen it in his eyes. That's unique. I've never seen that in any world leader from being, you know, 15 years of age, watching the political stage, admittedly in a rather rudimentary way then, to today when I'm 45. I've never seen it in that giant spell of time. I have in his eyes. I have. So that's unique. And yet,
maybe he's never visited the cremation of care.
Right. Yeah. Perhaps not. Perhaps he's not. He's not on the inside with the giant bloody, what is it?
Nothing to do with that faggy party, as Nixon put it.
Yeah. So because he's so uncontrollable, that's the genius of why Empire is so worried. They also, unless he accepts it, cannot kill him, because the Heyoka represents the will of the people. So he is under divine ordinance and divine protection. They cannot kill him. You say, well, Empire will get sick of him in his second year, and, you know, I believe he will also get a second term. When he does, they'll think, oh my gosh, this is too hard. Let's just blow his brains out like JFK. They can't, because he's under divine protection. Not for any other reason than because he's the receptacle of our own transfiguration of global society through that man. And
he's
in a way,
of Hayoka.
He is a sin eater. He eats the sin for others. And he takes it upon himself. His narcissism, which is clear as a bell for anyone who has fundamental, you know, psychological discernment, his narcissism is from trauma. He's not evil. He's just traumatized as a young man. And his narcissism is a protective shield he uses to buffer himself from the pain of his own existence, his own reality. Millions of people do that across America and Europe and Africa and Asia every day. His narcissism is the perfect buffer to make him hard to control. He is not an asset of Empire. And despite what other conspiracy theorists and geopolitical observers and parapolitical researchers say, and again, I could name five or six major names, Donald Trump is not an asset of Empire. Find that out for yourself. Satisfy yourself of the truth of that. That's my recommendation. That's my suggestion. But I've never seen such fascinating times. Dissolution is close by because of it, which is a little unnerving to some, but it's absolutely necessary. It's like the tooth that must be pulled.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of the Hopi prophecy, the idea of letting go the coast and flowing with the river and thanking those that were flowing with you. You know, it is a time where we have stated by putting Donald Trump in office that we're going to do it different now. And, you know, there is this whole, I mean, everything's opposition, left and right opposition, and it just is going nowhere. And we're trying to guide people to this next state, which seems that natural evolution will just guide us. We've got our Heyoka in power now, and the fool is showing the way.
Absolutely. Perfectly. Really doing a splendid job. Couldn't be better. Love the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't help but love him. I'm that way. You know, I don't shout it off the rooftops or anything. I might even keep it too quiet. But I certainly, as I was saying, was filled with glee at 3 a.m. when I saw Hillary, you know, too drunk to come out and give her consolation
speech.
You know
what? You and me and millions of other people across the world, hundreds of millions of people were delighted. And yet they're all too scared to admit it.
Right.
So we have to say, especially people like you and I who have, if I may say, a little extra responsibility, we have to speak the truth. Even if we lose a few people, I've had people who can't deal with it and they disappear from my, you know, audience. Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay, you know, I'm not here to do the numbers. If I was, I'd be doing this in a very different way. Yeah. Very different. I'm not here for the numbers. I'm here for the deep niche. My friend Niles and I have a saying, the niche is deep. So you find your niche, your audience, the people who feel and think a little bit like you do, and we try and articulate things. We try and provide a space to gather physically, you know, remotely, whatever. And we continue to profoundly deepen the niche, our understanding, our special section of society where we're looking for truth. And when you look for truth, there is always discomfort, always. So there's going to be a lot of pleasure. There's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of creativity, a lot of love, sure. But there will always come pain, suffering, discomfort. And we've lived in a dream for such a long time, for generations, especially across Europe and America, that the dream that is being broken, shattered by Donald Trump, is releasing a lot of pain. And pain is a fuel source for empire. They use different kinds of consciousness as fuel for these unusual entities, we'll say. One of those sources of pain, the main one, is a sort of low-level despondency, which is dominant, which is why they don't just nuke the planet and start again, which they could do very easily. They would lose the cattle. They'd lose the fuel source. So low-level despondent human consciousness, a kind of defeat in one's heart, a kind of resignation to the glory of life, to say, you know what, it's not, it's just empty, dead, pointless, and I'm nothing special. That kind of resignation in the human heart is a fuel source, because it sets in motion a conscious vibration in oneself that can be tapped. Just like, think of 500 years ago, if you'd have said, we can tap the light from the sun and power things from it, people would have thought you were crazy. They would have thought, that's insane. How can you get light? You can't burn it. You know, we need coal, we need wood, we need stone, we need metal, you know. No, you can take the light. And I'm saying, well, there's another finer energy kind, another finer format of energy, a different density of energy, which is really something at the moment we're calling consciousness. It's kind of a field in a quantum manner that stretches between everything, and there are peaks and troughs in it, and there are different vibrations of it. And one part of that field is generated by this despair, this hopelessness, and that's a fuel source, just like solar energy. This low-level despondency energy is a fuel source, and all the people who have been denying that and falsely dreaming are now thrown into despair. And so they have to point the finger at somebody, because they are living in disavowal. They don't have self-ownership. They don't take responsibility for their own thoughts and feelings and deeds. And just like someone who's in denial, as we all know, what's the first thing they do? Blame somebody else. Point the finger. So Donald Trump, not only is he serving as the sacred fool, the tarot's beginning of the ultimate spiritual adventure and the dissolution of falsehood, he is also being the kind of fountain of purification for people. As they throw their sins into the fountain, he just continues to just throw it back out again. So watch this. The more hate that's thrown at him, the more he throws back out. The more love that's thrown at him, the more love he throws back out. He only outputs what people input. Watch that.
Very intriguing. I absolutely see what you're saying. I can see that in him.
Transfiguration. And that is a rare thing. And someday, somewhere in some other world, you'll encounter that entity that at the moment is radiating into the human Donald Trump. You'll encounter the transmigrating soul and say, holy shit, you were Donald Trump? Really? You were Donald Trump? And he'll be like, yeah. And you'll say, thank you. Thank you. You were pivotal in the destruction of empire. Thank you. And they'll go, yeah, no problem. It was kind of difficult. There was a lot of issues. I wasn't really aware of what I was doing, but hey, thanks anyway.